This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And a shot in the left center. Back at the wall. It is gone. Lau has put the Rays on top as he busts out first inning, game two, home run. That's pretty well hit in the left. The wall, it is gone. Second of the night for Brandon Lau. And this is a 5-0 game. And he went and the ball game's over. Taylor strikes out. And the Tampa Bay Rays have even this World Series at a game apiece.
To say that my mind wasn't going different places during that kind of struggle would be lying to you. You know, there were times that I wasn't feeling too good, but, you know, that's what is so great about this team, this coach and stuff like that. You know, as soon as I started dragging my feet, you know, somebody was right there to pick me up and tell me to, you know, focus up and let's get going. And just pure joy going into that into that dugout after hitting that home run. I mean, everybody's happy. Everyone's jumping up and down. You know, it's not an individual thing out there. It's everyone with the team and, you know, whatever helps the team win.
Brandon Lau is back in a big way, and his manager just had an unwavering belief that he would bust out. Indeed, he did. The highlight courtesy of Fox. The bottom of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. We've got Cody Decker. He is at Decker6 on Twitter. He is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Cody, how's it going, man?
Oh, you know, I'm living the dream. It's 2020. I'm stuck in a house. And, of course, I do get World Series baseball, so life can't be that bad.
You have a rooting interest in this series?
Not really, except my wife is a diehard Rays fan, and I need to keep this house as civil as possible. So whenever the Dodgers make any runs or do anything of note, I have to keep my mouth absolutely shut.
There's such thing as a diehard Rays fan?
I didn't know that either, but she's one of the five, and she is adamant that she is a diehard Rays fan. And it's nightmarish when the Rays are doing well, because not only did the Lightning win the Stanley Cup, and you know, you got Tampa Tom over there doing things well over for the Buccaneers, but you got the Rays in the World Series. Tampa has the opportunity to become title town, and my household is going to be a nightmare.
I was happy to see Clayton Kershaw pitch well, because it's always bothered me, just as a fan, the postseason narratives of all-time great player hasn't been quite at his best over a small sample of games that mean more than other games, and therefore it's some flaw in someone's great legacy. And, you know, watching him interviewed last night during the broadcast, he did seem like there was a bit of a weight off of him. It's almost like the golfer where they say, you know, whether it's Sergio Garcia or Phil Mickelson, the best to never win a major, and what it means and how they can relax after they do. He seems like a really good guy. Is he?
See, I've only met him a couple of times. I got to attend one of his charity events, and you know, he was great. I haven't met a single guy who has a single negative thing to say about him. I never really understood. I mean, his playoff ERA is higher. His World Series ERA, I should say, is higher. But, you know, there's a couple of games in there that are a little tainted, specifically 2017's Game 4 against the Astros. You know, last night two nights ago, he got about 19 to 20 swing and miss strikes on his curveball. He threw about 50 of those curveballs to the Astros in 2017, and they fouled them off or didn't swing at him at all. And that's a pitch he gets about a 50% swing and miss rate to. And in that game, he got zero swings and misses. As you saw in Game 1, a team that doesn't know what pitch is coming, all of a sudden you can't really hit that pitch. So Clayton Kershaw's ERA is slightly inflated because of that game. Not to mention, he has thrown 31 and a third innings this postseason. He's given up 7 runs. That is quality pitching. He's gone out there deep into games. He's thrown one game, he threw all the way into the 8th. He's thrown into the 6th in every other game or past the 6th. He's having a fantastic playoff. So I can't stand the narrative because it's just one of those storylines that people want to pick on. He's a guy that they put in every single situation, and they overuse him. And why do they do that? Because no one in the bullpen or in their starting staff is better than Clayton Kershaw, even if he's fatigued. That's just the fact. So, unfortunately, he has to wear the brunt of some of the stats.
Talking with Cody Decker of Radio.com Sports, MLB Insider, who also, we should mention, is going to be on these airwaves long form next Wednesday, co-hosting in the afternoon with Danny Parkin. So that'll be really cool, a chance for you to spread your wings a little bit. You know, we were talking yesterday with Ian Happ, and he was doing some analysis of the Clayton Kershaw slider slash cutter, and he said to him, it looks like it behaves more like a cutter. And he explained that having a great curveball is one thing, but what's really deadly is tunneling up a fastball and a cutter slash slider like that, with it's coming out of exactly the same spot with that kind of late breaking movement. He says a hitter essentially has no chance unless you guess right, and even then, it's all in your head. That the tunneling up of those two pitches is even tougher than going fastball and curveball.
Absolutely. That's actually, he's not wrong at all. The goal of every pitcher is to make every pitch out of his hand look exactly the same as the previous pitch. So if you can make every pitch look like a fastball, me, I was a hitter. I'm hunting a fastball no matter what, because at least it gives me an opportunity to adjust to an off-speed pitch. When you're throwing a cutter is basically a fastball that then cuts last second for about, 3 inches at most. Cutters don't move a ton. They just move enough to get away from your barrel and break your bat. They are disturbingly good if you know how to command a cutter. The problem is the cutter is a hard pitch to throw. A lot of times you throw a cutter, some pitchers make it look just like a lazy slider, and I can pick up that spin. But a cutter doesn't necessarily have that type of spin. You can't pick it up. He's absolutely right. If you're able to have the same plane out of your cutter, your fastball, and your slider, then you're borderline unhittable, especially if you're spotting it up. That cutter to righties for Clayton Kershaw is a deadly pitch.
If you want to get a look at Cody Decker, just tune into Twitch, our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. And you can see our guests with his very professional and palatial setup there via radio.com. I think within, 10 years, perhaps, maybe that's too conservative a time horizon. But what we see now with both the Rays and the Dodgers, my belief is at some point pitching staffs are just going to be pitching staffs, that we will blur the line between starter and reliever. This will end up being cost effective for teams, not paying a premium for closers, for starting pitchers. It's all just going to be pitching. The average age of your pitchers is going to be much younger because they're not going to languish in the minors. You have the finite bullets, to use that metaphor, being spent on games that don't necessarily matter, that these 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds are going to come up. They're going to say, you throw this pitch, and you throw this pitch, and you throw it as hard as you can, and if your arm falls off, we'll get rid of you, and we'll bring in the next person. I think we are going to see pitchers just looked at as assets, resources to be deployed as needed, whatever a manager may want.
Well, it's funny you say that. You say we're going to be that. We're already that. That's what Major League Baseball is right now. Look at the Rays. Look at defending Cy Young Award winner in the American League right now, Blake Snell. Blake Snell hasn't pitched past the 6th inning since July 15th of 2019. That's the supposedly best pitcher, starting pitcher, in the American League, and he hasn't gone deep into a single game in over a year. The game is changing, and yes, you're right. There is a financial aspect to this. The whole goal of all of this is basically, it's not, I don't even think it's to win games. I do think it's to drive down prices. You see other rules that have been implemented, such as the relief pitcher rule where they have to face 3 batters right now. That is in no way, shape, or form to shorten the baseball game, despite what Rob Manfred keeps trying to tell you. Because right now, look at this year, it's a smaller sample size, of course, but it's 60 games. Games are actually 5 minutes longer this season than they were last season. with this new rule implemented. It's all about basically driving down guys' price, relievers' prices in particular. The lefty left-on-left specialist is all but dead right now because of this rule. There's a lot of guys who made a lot of money for a lot of years who are not going to be able to do that because the game is changing again, and this time not for the better. I don't understand that. I don't understand the Rays shifting one of their four infielders to become four outfielders. I think it's getting a little out of hand, and I think we got to kind of dial it back a tad. I'm all for a shift. I don't mind a shift, but it's coming to the point where the game is becoming unrecognizable to casual fans, and that's someone we don't want to drive away.
Your dog is so chill.
Oh, yeah, he just chills on my lap, man. Especially when I'm starting to talk about baseball, he's like, yeah, Dad, go to town. Tell everybody the truth.
I mean, sometimes on these Zoom calls, and we see kids jumping around and you know, cats on the keyboard and dogs jumping around. He's just, that's the life, man. That's the life I want. Maybe not on your lap, but maybe one of those other chairs.
Yeah, but you say that, but he just farted in my face.
Well, so
it's awful. It's awful. I don't know. I don't know how I got that last sentence out of my mouth. I want to vomit.
Killing me. Last thing, who should the White Sox hire as their manager?
Oh, man. You know what? You're not going to like it, but he is the best guy available, and based on the rules, A.J. Hinch currently
like
is
it.
Available. And
I like it.
You know what?
That's
if you're,
my guy.
If you're a White Sox, yeah, if you're a White Sox fan, despite the cheating scandal, listen, he's one of the few guys that actually got punished for it. So you know what? If everyone else is allowed back, A.J. Hinch is allowed back, in my opinion, and A.J. Hinch is a very good manager. You got a young team. AJ knows how to handle a bullpen, and that's something the White Sox desperately need. I love Ricky Renteria. I love him. But my biggest complaint over his managing style is he just doesn't handle the bullpen well. You get AJ Hinch over there, you're looking at winning division. I think you guys are going to finally topple the Twins and the Indians. And it doesn't even matter if the Twins get in or not. They'll lose in three games like always now. I really think that the White Sox future is beyond bright, and if you get a really top of the line manager in there, such as an AJ Hinch, I'm not even sold that Dusty Baker will be an Astro next year. So if Dusty Baker's available, don't be afraid.
Cody Decker and his low key flatulating dog. I love it. Appreciate it, man. Looking forward to hearing you and Danny Parkins next Wednesday on these airwaves. Appreciate it much. Thanks. Good health.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.